I was thinking about something fascinating the other day. Between 75% and 90% of adults over 50 want to age in place, right in their own homes. But here's the kicker. Only 10% of homes are actually prepared for it. Have you ever wondered why there's such a huge gap?
Oh, absolutely, and that statistic really hits home. You know, I've seen firsthand how challenging it can be when homes aren't properly set up for aging in place. The consequences can be pretty serious when we're not prepared.
Right. And what's really interesting is that research shows simple safety upgrades can make such a huge difference. Like, take bathrooms, for example. They're actually among the top locations for home accidents among older adults.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's encouraging? These modifications don't have to be overwhelming. I mean, something as simple as installing grab bars, which typically costs under $200, can prevent thousands in medical bills.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Boomer's Magic, founded by Sandy and Charlie Morris. With over 30 years of experience in family, hospitality, and real estate services, they understand the importance of aging comfortably at home. Whether you're looking to modify your space, improve security, or stay socially engaged, Boomer's Magic provides trusted, peer-tested solutions for baby boomers, Gen Xers, and adults over 50. Visit them at https://boomersmagic.com.
Speaking of making homes more accessible, what are some other key areas people should focus on beyond the bathroom?
Well, there are actually six main categories to consider. Besides safety modifications, we're looking at things like exercise options at home, entertainment spaces, and smart home technology. You know, the focus is on creating a complete environment that supports independence and joy.
I love that you mentioned entertainment because, sometimes we forget that aging at home isn't solely focused on safety. Enjoying oneself is important too, right?
Exactly. You should see what some folks are doing. They're setting up craft corners, creating movie nights, even building garden rooms. I had a neighbor in her 70s who started doing jigsaw puzzles. She began with 300 pieces, and now she's tackling 1,000-piece puzzles and selling them at craft shows.
That's amazing. Speaking of technology, I know that can be intimidating for some people. What's your take on introducing smart home features?
You know what? The key is starting small. Voice assistants like Amazon Echo or Google Home are actually great entry points because they use natural speech. Instead of learning complex interfaces, you just talk.
Makes a ton of sense. And I imagine these technologies can help with safety too?
Absolutely. Smart thermostats can maintain safe temperatures automatically. And some even send alerts to family members if something seems off. Plus, you're going to save 10-15% on energy costs typically.
Have you noticed any interesting trends in how people are modifying their homes?
Oh yeah, there's this really cool new trend of adding glass sunrooms. It's perfect for those who might have trouble walking outside, but still want to enjoy natural light and outdoor views. And some folks are even adding separate quarters for caregivers.
That's fascinating. You know what I find interesting? We're really seeing a shift in how people think about retirement and aging, aren't we?
Definitely. Retirement no longer simply involves sitting in that rocking chair on the porch. Baby boomers and Gen Xers today are completely changing the narrative. They're deciding to live life to the fullest right in their own homes.
And what about staying connected with family? That's got to be a big concern for many people.
Oh, for sure. Video calling has completely transformed things. You should have seen my friend's face when she first did a video call with her grandkids. It was like they were right there in the room. It's these simple technologies that can make such a huge difference in preventing isolation.
And for staying active at home, what are some popular options?
Well, here's something fun. Put on some classic rock and roll. I mean, we're the generation with the best music ever created, right? It's great cardio, releases those feel-good endorphins, and you're going to have a blast doing it.
That's such a great reminder that staying active doesn't have to mean traditional exercise. Any final thoughts for our listeners who might be thinking about aging in place?
Yeah, I'd say don't wait to start planning. Whether it's small modifications like grab bars or bigger projects like bathroom renovations, it's focused on creating a space where you can thrive. Home sweet home isn't just where the heart is, it's where your best years are waiting to unfold.
Thanks so much for sharing all these insights today. For our listeners who want to learn more about aging in place successfully, you can visit Boomers Magic at boomersmagic.com.